This goes to Roberta Sue, H-A-H-N, Han, D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-303-4993. Regarding Linda, middle initial S like Sarah, Richards, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S. Date of birth 12/31 of 1947. Dear Sue, this is a consultation for Mrs. Richards, who is a 75-year-old female patient with elevated creatinine levels for about 6 months. We noted in October of 2022, creatinine level was 1.08. Estimated GFR would be 54 at that time. Then 12/1 of 22, creatinine is 1.2, estimated GFR 48. March 1st, 2023, creatinine 1.17, GFR is 49. The patient has been taking meloxicam 7.5 milligram twice a day for several years for severe arthritis pain. Also, lisinopril 30 milligram daily. So she has been taking both of those medications together, which actually interact with each other. She is allergic to many pain medications, though, narcotic pain medications, and Tylenol isn't especially strong. She's never tried to taper off or stop meloxicam, though, but she is willing to try. She has had a long history of recurrent urinary tract infections, and she sees a urologist in Midland, Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E. And she is scheduled for a cystoscopy tomorrow, and she'll possibly be having some bladder biopsies done during the cystoscopy. Currently, she feels well. Her blood pressure has been well controlled when she checks it at home. She denies any headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or shortness of breath, no significant fatigue. She has chronic allergies and asthma-type symptoms with some shortness of breath and cough. It's a non-productive dry cough. Those seem to be constant and year-round. And she has had difficulty hearing for many years and does require bilateral hearing aids. She denies any nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no current diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms, no overt diabetes, but she has mildly elevated insulin levels and elevated C-peptide level also. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hypoglycemia with elevated insulin, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease diagnosed in 2011, allergic rhinitis, hearing difficulty requiring hearing aids, chronic back pain, also hip and knee and wrist and shoulder pain, history of a DVT in 2022, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of diverticulitis, degenerative arthritis, and recurrent UTIs. Past surgical history, she's had tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy, total abdominal hysterectomy, bowel resection twice, first in 2005 and second in 2017. Her first cardiac catheterization was done in 2011, and she had a stent placed in the left, the LAD. She had a repeat cardiac catheterization in on October 18th of 2021, that was completely clear. Her last colonoscopy was 2022, and that was reportedly normal. And she's had multiple bladder cystoscopies by Dr. Witzke. No history of kidney stones. No history of blockages or hydronephrosis. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow. Her husband died 2 years ago, and he was a patient with end-stage renal failure requiring dialysis. And she is a retired LPN. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, cancer, and glaucoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to simvastatin, Ultram, Vicodin, Tylenol with codeine, and SpectraCef, SpectraCef. Medications, she's on Norvasc 5 mg daily, Tylenol arthritis 650 mg twice a day, aspirin 81 mg once daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily at bedtime, calcium carbonate 600 mg twice a day, Ecotrin 325 mg once a daily, estradiol, fluticasone nasal spray, two sprays to each nostril once a day, Lasix 40 mg daily, lisinopril 30 mg daily, Claritin 10 mg daily, magnesium oxide 250 mg twice a day, krill oil 1 twice a day, melatonin is 10 mg at bedtime, meloxicam 7.5 mg twice a day for many years, nitroglycerin that has not been needed for a few years, omeprazole 20 mg once a day, over the counter potassium 99 mg twice a day, Tizanidine, T-I-Z-A-N-I-D-I-N-E, 2 mg twice a day. Tropium, T-R-O-S-P-I-U-M, 20 mg once a day. And probiotic, vitamin C, vitamin B12, nasal spray. Physical examination, height 62.5 inches, weight 202 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 120 over 70, pulse is 66. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is red with clear drainage and cobblestoning, tonsils are surgically absent. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, obese, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, there's no edema. She has intact circulation, sensation, and motion in feet and ankles. Fetal pulses 2+ bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 3-1 of 2023. The creatinine was 1.17, as previously stated. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.6. Albumin 4.3. Liver enzymes normal. Hemoglobin is 15.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Her creatinine on 12-1 of 2022 was 1.2, estimated GFR of 44. 10-19-2022, creatinine 1.08, GFR 54. Hemoglobin A1C was 5.5. Urinalysis was done 11/30/2022, negative for blood, negative for protein. 10/5/2021, prior to her cardiac catheterization on October 18th of 21, creatinine was normal at 0.9. And 6/24/2020, creatinine also normal at 0.9. We have an ultrasound of kidney and bladder done 11/29 of 22. Right kidney was 10.5 centimeters without cysts, masses, or hydronephrosis. Left kidney 11.2 centimeters, and she did have a simple cyst in the left kidney without hydronephrosis or evidence of kidney stones. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to prolonged daily use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug meloxicam. As previously stated, that drug interacts with lisinopril, and she's on 30 milligram daily of lisinopril. And so over time, that will continue to decrease kidney function. We have encouraged the patient to taper off this drug if possible. So she's going to decrease to 7.5 once a day and try that for several weeks. And if she can actually stop it, we would prefer that and let her use Tylenol for pain. We want her to have labs every 3 months, so she'll need them again early in June. She should also follow a low-salt diet, and she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.